Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and this is our That's a Wrap segment that we have each week where we kind of recap the previous game before moving on to the next one. And first, let's talk about Wes Welker, some positives from Sunday night's game. Fourth straight game going over 100 receiving yards. Let's just talk about what a great game he had, even though he took a couple of hard hits.
Oh, he took more than a couple of hard hits. I mean, that one hit was enough to put me in the hospital, you in the hospital. I would not have been playing a football game later that day. He sat out for three plays, came back, caught a pass. He had a great touchdown in this game. I think it's very easy to overlook incredible individual performances like he had when the result of the game is what it was for the Patriots, but this was really a dynamite performance. He's playing as well, and you gave the stat about these last four games, he's playing as well in these last four games as I think he has in his entire Patriots career. It seems like so long ago, about a month ago, that we were talking about what is Wes Welker's role in the offense. Is he losing a lot of his role? But he's playing out of his mind and incredible considering the shots that he took. This was a dazzling performance by Wes Welker. So reliable.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the other side of the ball, the defensive backfield, where there were a lot of, you know, kind of shakeups going on there. Some injuries, some guys replacing, you know, starters. What's your take on that?
It's a bit of a mess right now. I mean, they're really not playing well. I mean, they've given up a lot of big plays, and penalties have been hurting them. Injuries as well. I mean, the safeties, you know, Steve Gregory has been out, and Patrick Chung did get hobbled in this game. They were left with Tavon Wilson and Nate Ebner down the stretch of the game, and that hurt them big time. Two rookies, one of which was a rugby player in college just last year. That's an area to monitor for sure. But, you know, we saw Alphonso Dennard really leapfrog several players in the cornerback depth chart the last couple of weeks, including Kyle Arrington just in that game on Sunday. I think there's talent there. I think there's potential. I don't know what it is, why they haven't been able to get that right mix in the defensive backfield. Some plays are good. A lot of plays are not so good. It's definitely an area to monitor this week.
Well, also, what we will be monitoring this week when practice starts are the injuries. Mm-hmm. We saw a lot of guys, you know, this certainly was the number one defense for a reason. A lot of guys injured. Matthew Slater, special teams captain, was one of them. What are some other injuries we should keep an eye on this week?
I think Slater, Brandon Bolden, Brandon Lloyd, and Patrick Chung, like I mentioned, are the ones from this game. There are a lot of injuries to monitor now. The walking wounded is getting long. I mean, they had 14 guys, I think, listed as questionable going into the game. That doesn't include Edelman and Gregory, who were already ruled out. They have a bit of they have a lot of decisions to make roster-wise because you can't keep carrying more than five, six, seven guys who are in that week-to-week stage. They might have to make some roster moves to fortify areas, including special teams.
Right. Well, now, moving on to the next game, rivalry here at home, mm-hmm. Gillette Stadium against the Jets. So, both of them at 3-3. We know that. What is this place going to be like on Sunday?
Well, the Patriots could use a vicious home crowd, a home crowd that's really on their side. You know, we saw what that can do for a team like the Seahawks. Yeah. But, you know, these are the games that are incredibly important for the Patriots. You know, the NFC games, if you're going to lose games, make them be out of conference. They don't want to lose any games, but right. It's the division games. They got to make sure they take care of the Jets. Just a week ago, we thought they were left dead and buried. Mm-hmm. They have a big win, against Indianapolis on Sunday. They'll probably be flying high. The Patriots just need to make sure they can put the Seattle game behind them and come to play on Sunday because the Jets are going to be feisty. I think Rex Ryan has already said, we're going to win the game. So they've got to come out and look a little sharper than they did against Seattle.
Yeah, hopefully the home crowd can help out that mental toughness.
That's right.
Maybe wasn't there so much on Sunday.
Close out games at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, that's what we'll be keeping our eye on this week. But that'll wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.